from Marketplace in New York. I'm David Brancaccio. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana. Three Democrats who went over for dinner with President Trump last night. The entree served was tax reform, with the president looking for some common ground from the other party. Most Democrats have signed on to a set of preconditions before they talk taxes with the White House. These three have not. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is signaling that to help pay for a corporate tax cut from maybe 35% to 15%, that they may, just may, support limiting or taking away some widely used tax breaks, some of which would affect middle-class taxpayers. Kenneth Rogoff is a professor of economics and public policy at Harvard. Ken, thanks for joining for this teachable moment on the tax reform minefield.
Good morning, David.
You know, it's one thing to understand in theory that it's sure going to be complicated changing America's tax system, or at least cutting taxes. But when you start looking at how they would do that, and you see that things like the mortgage interest tax deduction might be in play, I mean, that's a whole new level of, wow, that's going to be hard, isn't it?
I think it's very hard to reform the tax system to make it clearer, simpler, and better, and at the same time, balance the budget as you go. Almost anything they do is going to have to end up cutting revenues, and they'll just say, well, it's going to generate a lot of growth, so we don't have to worry about it. And that's fine, by the way, if they do a good job reforming the tax system and it cuts revenues, fine. It would be a good idea in the long run. But politically, that doesn't seem acceptable to a lot of deficit hawks on Capitol Hill, and I don't know what they're going to be able to do.
So when you hear folks like me on the radio saying, well, they might take a new look at the deduction for state and local taxes, they might take a new look at the current ability to write off interest on debt. I mean, you start doing your personal finances at that moment, don't you? You take a look, you might even pull out your own tax form to see what happens to you.
Well, yes, but that's why it's not going to happen. For example, New York State and California are among the very highest tax states, and they would suffer the most. But they also have a lot of representatives in Congress. How on earth are you going to get all of them to vote for taking away the deduction for state taxes, which would be very bad for their states? Many, many Americans have interest on their homes. They've already cut it back some for wealthy, and how are you going to take it back more? So I think they're going to end up doing something much more modest because they, A, can't get it past these deficit hawks without taking away some of these sacrosanct areas that Americans have gotten used to, and B, they seem to insist on balancing the budget. There'll be some smoke and mirrors. They're going to say, this produces so much growth, 3%, 4%, 5%. We don't have to worry. Ronald Reagan played that game. Maybe Trump and the Republicans will try to do the same.
Yes, pull a Ronald Reagan era move there. Ken Rogoff at Harvard University, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David. Good to speak to you also.